Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the podcast. Pray through the podcast, no. I pray through the Bible verse by verse, one of those days. Hey, I hope you're having a great day. If you happen to be struggling right now and you need some Christian counseling, I would like to let you know about Faithful Counseling because they are a sponsor of this podcast. You can go to getfaithful.com/prayeveryday and get a 10% off discount for your first month and just try it out and see if it helps. If you aren't gelling with a counselor, you can move on to another one. And I actually experienced that where I had a couple connections and then I was like, ah, it's just not the one that's working out. So I went to another one. It was a blessing. So it's kind of risk-free in that way. And they also check in with you every day to make sure you're doing okay. And so it's lovely. So if you need that, go to getfaithful.com/prayeveryday. Hey, we are in Acts chapter 13, verses 24 through 33. And this is Paul speaking before this synagogue. And he is just continuing the story and the narrative. And we've gotten to the point in the story where he's talking about my favorite subject, Jesus. This is in the Voice translation. It says this: Before Jesus arrived on the scene, his cousin John was hard at work, proclaiming to all the people of Israel a ceremonial washing through baptism and pointing to a new direction in thought and life. John's ministry climaxed when he said, "Who do you assume me to be? I am not the one you are looking for. No, but one is coming after me, one whose sandal thong I am unworthy to untie. My brothers, fellow descendants of our common father Abraham, and others here who fear God, we are ones to whom God has sent this message of salvation. But you know the people of Jerusalem and their leaders did not recognize Jesus. They didn't understand the words of the prophets that are read in the synagogues on Sabbath after Sabbath. As a result, they fulfilled the ancient prophecies by condemning Jesus. Even though they could find no offense punishable by death, they asked Pilate to execute Jesus. When they carried out everything that had been foretold by the prophets, they took his body down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But that was not the end. God raised him from the dead, and over a period of many days, he appeared to those who had been his companions from the beginning of their journey in Galilee until its end in Jerusalem. They are now witnesses to everyone. We are here to bring you the good news of God's promise to our ancestors, which he has now fulfilled for our children by raising Jesus. Consider the promises fulfilled in Jesus. The psalmist said, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you so much for another day of life. Thank you for strength. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for placing relationships in our life that we so need. Thank you for food. Thank you for light. Thank you for shelter. Thank you for clothing. And thank you for this story that is so ancient and so contemporary at the same time. Lord, you are so very, very, very good, and we love you with everything inside of us. Lord, it grieves me to see this story again about how you were not recognized, and not only not recognized, but misunderstood, and not only misunderstood, but crucified. And Lord, I know that as we follow you, we're going to experience some of those same things too. We are not going to be recognized. We are going to be misunderstood. And in some ways, we will be crucified. Your word says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live." It's not the life that I used to live, but now I have a new life. I just butchered that verse, but you know what I mean. I am crucified with you. And so, Lord, I pray for my friend today who feels the sting of crucifixion. There's a death going on. There's a pain. We have to take up our cross and follow you. So I pray for bravery and courage today, that we would have the bravery to take up our cross, to subjugate our will to yours, to say, "Not my will, but yours be done. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Lord, we want to follow your will today, and show us what that means specifically. It might mean serving somebody else. It might be washing the feet, so to speak, of someone. It might mean letting go of something we cherish because we know it's taken place, the place of you in our lives. It might be setting up a boundary in a relationship, or it might be welcoming back someone into reconciled relationship. It might mean forgiveness. It might mean venturing out into the journey that you've called us to, that we've been afraid to. That ministry calling has been beckoning us and we have been so afraid to do it, but you have called us to be brave, not by our own bravery, but by the bravery that you give us, the power of the Holy Spirit within. So we just pray for that bravery today. We don't have it, but we need it. We love you, Jesus, and I pray this in your name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to this podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part. Thank you for being so consistent. I really believe that a part of our relationship with God is just really showing up and being consistent. So I commend you for doing that. Have an amazing day, and I hope you know that you are so very loved by the Creator of the universe, who also created you.